I'm an idiot. I'm an impulsive idiot. I rush into everything and make more than my legitimate share of mistakes. I may be an idiot, but I'm a likable idiot. And a smart one too. I think of my mistakes as experiential exercises from the great cosmic trainer. I learn from my mistakes. So far, the mistakes that haven't killed me have made me stronger. Here is an example. Long time ago, I designed a training package on check processing skills for bank employees. I was very proud of starting this session off with a sample check. It was written by Richard Burton to Elizabeth Taylor. Kids today don't know who these people were, but believe me, they were mega celebrities when I was designing the training package. In this sample check, Mr. Burton had put an extra zero in the amount in numbers. This number differed from the amount in words that said $10 million. So this check should not be cashed. I created several other cute fictional examples. My participants loved these and remembered trivial details. But they did not remember any principles or procedures related to check processing. My training produced great entertainment and zero learning. I was upset and tried to blame the lazy participants. But I recovered quickly and conducted a systematic task analysis. I came up with examples that were directly related to different types of uncashable checks. The participants scored well in the final test. Still, that skill did not transfer to the workplace. Undaunted, I started from the workplace and collected a bunch of rejected checks from the bank. I changed the names on these checks and used them as training examples. With these authentic examples, learning and application improved significantly. Here is what I learned. Keep your examples authentic. Do not create contrived examples to amuse your participants or to fit the steps you are teaching. Here is another example. I did a training program on how to write a direct mail advertisement copy. This stuff is like paper spam. The first version of the final test featured a set of multiple choice tests covering key elements of copywriting. People who scored high on this test, however, did not produce a better advertisement copy than the people who flunked the test. Technically, the correlation was zero. After suitable soul searching again, I had the participants write an actual advertisement for their final test. They did the copy on one of the products marketed by the company. Not a sample ad or a draft ad, but a real finished piece. We made copies of this ad and sent them out to 1,000 randomly selected people from the company's mailing list. We told the participants that they passed the course only if at least 5 people ordered the product as a result of this mailing. The test was authentic. The feedback was authentic. The training was effective. We all agree that the best way to learn something is through on-the-job training. Let's make our training as close to on-the-job training as possible by using authentic examples, objectives, content, activities, cases, scenarios, problems, tests, and feedback.